Hey, grown-ups. Guess what? We have got a whole new podcast. Each week, I am going to read a chapter from the original story, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, by Lewis Carroll, and share it exclusively with our Patreon members. Take a journey with Alice as she falls down the rabbit hole, sips tea with the Mad Hatter, and plays a game of croquet with the Queen of Hearts. To listen, head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Alice or Above. That's patreon.com/girltales and join Team Alice or Above. See you in Wonderland.
Hey there, I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales. We've got a different yet still awesome episode for you this month. But first, I want to thank someone that recently left a positive review on the Girl Tales iTunes page. Special shout out to a person with the username Chels Rye. Chels Rye said, "A great podcast for all kids, girls and boys. Our kids really enjoy listening to them, and so do we. Keep making more." Chels Rye, we certainly will keep making more tales for you, your kids, and kids everywhere. Did you know the more reviews we have, the more listeners we'll reach? Leave us a review today, and I'll give you a special shout-out on the next episode. More exciting news, we've got our very first sponsor. This episode of Girl Tales is sponsored by the Big City Wolf Walker. The Big City Wolf Walker is a first-class New York City pet service with a personal touch. They do it all. They'll walk your dogs, feed your cats, play with your puppies, all while you're away or at work. New Yorkers have busy lives, and they love their pets. You want to make sure that you can find someone you trust to care for your furry family member when you're not there. Look no further. The Big City Wolf Walker provides you with dog walkers and cat sitters who specialize in providing your pet with intimate care and the finest level of treatment. I have a cat named Shelby, and I worry about her every time I leave my apartment, especially when I'm away for a weekend or a week. But my mind is at ease when I know someone from Big City Wolf Walker is coming to my apartment to take care of her. Plus, their team is girl power heavy, Girl Tales listeners. Did you know it is owned and run by women, and 90% of their team, well, they're all women. Hello, what more could you want? Want to know more about them? Reach out to them by visiting their website, thebigcitywolfwalker.com. That's thebigcitywolfwalker.com. Tell them you heard from them from Girl Tales, and you'll get a free meet and greet with a member of their team. And now for our episode. Listen, I know we usually do a different fairy tale each month, but we've actually added a new segment. It's called Little Girls Doing Big Things, where I, Rebecca Cunningham, interview girls engaged in their communities, starting their own businesses, creating charities, and just generally not waiting until they're grown-ups to start living their dreams. They're doing it now. And just like the girls in our tales, they are their own heroes, their own in real life heroes. This month, I interviewed an awesome girl named Chloe, and she started her very own podcast, Chloe's Friendship Circle. Here's that interview. Enjoy.
If you take my hand, I'll show you distant lands. Be my mate.
Hey, Chloe.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
So you interview a lot of
people. I'm Rebecca, by the way. You know that?
All right.
Yeah, okay. You interview a lot of people. Have you ever been interviewed before?
Maybe only like once or twice. I don't really know.
Once or twice? Do you remember when they happened?
Like a long time ago. I haven't been like having a lot of people interview me lately, but when it first started, it like some people wanted to interview me, but like we don't really do a lot anymore.
Yeah.
We more like interview each other.
Right. And you have conversations.
Yeah.
So this is my first time interviewing anybody for my podcast. And so do you have any advice for me? Like what are some tricks or tips you can give me on how to interview people?
I usually like do first like how they started like doing what they do, and then like I have other questions written down, but if they like say something that I want to ask them about, I may like add that in too.
Yeah.
So it's basically like at least 5 questions we do per episode or interview. So like what was the question?
You were telling me, so you set up five questions per episode, right?
Yeah, like 5 questions per interview per episode.
Oh, okay, per interview, because sometimes you have more than one interview an episode, right?
And then like sometimes one of those could be like a game we learned from a magazine called This or That. So but we still count that as a question because we're like, hey, do you want to play This or That or something? Like, I would say at least 5 questions we do.
Yeah, I've heard you do This or That. This or That sounds like a lot of fun. What magazine is it from?
It's from American Girl magazine, but I don't really read it anymore. I have a different magazine now.
What magazine do you have now?
It's called Girls World.
Oh, Girls World. I don't know about Girls World. What's in it?
It's like a bunch of like stories about like famous people, and like there's activities, and it's really fun.
Oh, that sounds awesome. That sounds like everything a girl tales, because my podcast is called Girl Tales. Sounds like everything a Girl Tales listener would want to read. Okay, so then I'll take some of your advice. And I'm going to steal a question that you've asked other kids. How old are you and where do you live?
I am 8 years old and I live in New Jersey.
So I grew up in New Jersey too. I'm in Brooklyn now, but I grew up in a place called Old Bridge, New Jersey. And what do you love about living in New Jersey?
I don't know.
No, you don't know?
I like that we're like really close to New York City, so like we get to go there a lot.
Yeah.
Because like if you like don't really live near there, you can only go like once in your life. So like I usually get to go to New York City a lot, which I really like.
What do you do? So, you know, I live in New York City. I'm in Brooklyn. What do you do when you come here?
Mom or Dad would like find something fun for us to do, and then we'd like do it. And Mom has a blog, by the way. So
yeah.
So like, if we like take pictures there, she puts them up on her blog.
Oh, that's so cool! What's her blog called?
It's called It's 3 o'clock somewhere, and it's really good.
That's awesome. So it's called It's 3 o'clock somewhere.
Yes.
And so she posts pictures of you guys going on adventures and everything. You went to see Story Pirates, right? Did you post pictures from Story Pirates?
Not yet. But we have written about Story Pirates, but we didn't do anything like a whole segment about Story Pirates. We have like written about Story Pirates, like where we're not doing like one thing in that, but we have written about Story Pirates before.
So for all the listeners out there, Story Pirates is another podcast. And do you listen to Story Pirates a lot, Chloe?
I do, and we got to meet the hosts because there's like this benefit this year, and it they're like the hosts were there of the podcast. It was really cool. So you got to like meet them.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh. How cool was that? Did you take pictures with them too?
Yeah. And they showed this story video that has never been seen before, actually.
Oh, nice. So you were one of the first people to see it?
Like us, me and everyone else in the crowd were like the first people to ever see it.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool. So special.
Yeah. But it's already out now. So like now a lot of people are watching it.
Amazing. So there's Story Pirates is a podcast, Girl Tales is a podcast, but then there's this other amazing podcast called Chloe's Friendship Circle, right? And that's your podcast.
Yeah.
Well, what happens on your podcast?
Like we interview a lot of like kids music people. I mean, sometimes have interviewed kids before, like kids who have their own podcasts, other kids, or like the kids of like the people that we interview who like to be interviewed. And one time I interviewed my friends, but that was like the only time I interview my friends. I don't really do that often. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if I'm gonna interview a kid, it's most likely like the kid of someone I interviewed or like a kid who has a podcast.
Oh, cool. And so you mostly interview musicians, people who do music?
Yeah, children musicians. But like, they don't have to be musicians. One time I have interviewed the Story Pirates and people from there too.
Oh, cool. You've interviewed, how many people do you think you've interviewed?
I don't know. I have like, I would say 55 episodes. So like, I would say like, I don't know, maybe like, at least 40. Wow. At least
that's,
40 people.
That's a lot of people. That is.
It's like sometimes in an episode, like I won't interview somebody. I'll just like talk to my family or like do like a bunch of like arts and crafts segments or something like that. We usually do that at the Halloween thing because there's nobody Halloween to interview. So we usually like if there's like an episode that I want to make for fun, like there's no one to interview on that day, I'll just like make that a whole like episode with no interview. But I like tell everybody in the introduction so they know like if I'm not going to interview somebody
Got
or not.
It. Right. And you're just going to talk about crafts or a different subject.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, cool. So where did you get the idea to start your own podcast?
So I was for this on Kids Place Live, they have like this summer thing where kids can go on vacation to Washington, D.C. where it's made. And then like they get to like talk to Mindy, and Mindy's the host of one of the podcasts there, and they like get to interview each other and play fun games, and callers get to call in and like ask questions about that kid. They do it every summer. They don't really do it like at this time, but they do it at summertime a lot. So I was one of the people who went, and then Dad said I was really good. I should make my own podcast. So, and then I want to make like a character themed podcast, but like then we'd be stealing the character idea, and then like, if like the people who make it think we're copying us, we're copying them, then that wouldn't be nice. So, that's how we came up with Chloe's Friendship Circle.
So you came up with Chloe's Friendship Circle and you decided you were going to interview people.
Yeah, but it wasn't – but first I didn't want – first, like, I didn't interview people for, like, the first couple of episodes. But then when somebody called in and said they wanted to be interviewed, so that's when I started interviewing people. And actually, in the first episode, in the second episode, I interviewed – like, one of the first episodes, I interviewed Freddie and Bobby, who are fake kids played by my dad.
So did your dad put on fake voices for Freddie and Bobby?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. And did the listeners think that they were real kids? Or did they know it was your dad?
I don't even know, really.
That's so funny. Do you do cool voices sometimes too?
Yeah, but like I don't really do it a lot on my podcast, but like sometimes I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes I like to do silly voices just because it's fun.
Yeah.
So there might be some kids out there that are listening to Girl Tales and who want to start their own podcast. So what does that take? Do you have any tips on or tricks on how they can get started?
I would think like maybe they should like before they do anything like think of what type of podcast they're making. Like, do they want to make like a story podcast like your podcast or like a just for fun podcast like mine? Like, they should think about what type podcast they want first. Then their like parents should find like something to record it on and then find a way to put it out. To like put it out, like they could use iTunes or music or something.
Right. They have to figure out where they put the podcast.
Yeah, and then like if they want to interview people, they should like think about like who they want to interview, like what type of people. Like, do you want to interview musicians like me or like famous people? Like, they should think about like who they want to interview before they like do anything.
Right. Yes, that's a great idea. Yeah. Who do you want to interview? Make a list. And then how do you reach out to those people? How do you find the people to interview?
So, like, my mom would, like, go online and, like, find a bunch of people who want to interview me. And then, like, we find ways for them, like, and we get to know each other's emails. And then, so we'd find a day for them. And then, and then sometimes if you, like, have something to do that day, but, not enough for like a whole episode, but like enough for an interview. There's an app that lets you record it and then like add it to the thing you need to make your podcast. Sometimes you have to do that. Like if I have like Girl Scouts or something.
Yeah, and you're busy.
Yeah, because I have like dance, Girl Scouts. I'm in a play, so I have like a lot of things to do. Sometimes I do track, like, I'm busy sometimes, so, like, on days where I have, like, something to where I have somebody to interview, but, like, not enough time, I just, like, interview that person that day, and then, like, quickly get ready for whatever I have to do that day.
And then you finish the episode later.
Yeah, I, like, finish it, like, a week later, so.
Got it. So you can just make time for interviews. And then edit the podcast episode later and then put it up.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. So you said you're a Girl Scout. You're in dance. Sometimes you do track. What was the other thing?
I'm in a play right now.
You're in a play. So you know that I do theater too. So that's what I usually do when I'm in New York City. So what play are you doing right now?
I'm doing The Nightmare Before Christmas.
The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah.
That's a play?
It's like one of the first times a theater company has ever done it before, but like it's been put on in like school plays.
Got it. And so then when does the show go up? Is it going up around Halloween or Christmas, or is it going up soon?
At Halloween time. Right now they have a children's workshop. So like you get to know some of the people you'll be working with and, like, get to know the songs, like, before you start. But I bet there's going to be, like, other kids who didn't do the workshop but join the play later because after auditions, there's going to be, like, a giant, like, meeting where you get to, like, learn what you have to say and stuff like that.
Cool. Well, that sounds really exciting. And you're a Girl Scout, so you're a Brownie, right?
Yeah.
I was a Brownie too. I loved Girl Scouts. Did you sell a lot of cookies this year?
Yeah, but I don't even know how much I sold.
You don't know. Which one's your favorite? Which is your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
The peanut butter ones, the tagalongs.
The tagalongs. Okay, my favorite, I like the new ones, which we did not sell when I was a kid, which is the s'mores. The s'mores kind. Those are great. Have you had that one?
Uh-huh. I used to not really like those, but I do now.
Yeah, those are good. And I also like Samoas. Samoas are pretty good, too. Okay, so this is called, so your podcast is called Chloe's Friendship Circle. What makes you a good friend?
Like, I'm really nice, and, like, if someone's sad, I'll, like, help them, or, like, I'll make them, like, a Get Better card or something.
Yeah.
And, but it's not just, like, about friendship, my podcast. It's about, like, doing the things that kids like to do, because it's a kid's podcast. Talk about cool new things that kids may like. I did a new things episode. I forgot who I interviewed in that one, but I talked about, like, new things. It's also, like, a reading podcast. I've read on it before, like, stories I've written. And I have, on my website, I have a book club, which I haven't, like, put up in a long time.
What was the last book that you put up on your book club?
I don't really know the last book I put up, because I put it up a year ago.
It was a while ago. Well, I'll look it up, and I'll see if I can find it.
Maybe it was Captain Underpants or something, right?
Yeah. Oh, Captain Underpants is good. The whole series is good, right?
Yeah. I don't have any, but, like, they're at my library at school, so, like, maybe, like, once in a while I usually, like, check one out. But my favorite book series of all time is Dork Diaries or Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh, both are really excellent. It's difficult to pick which one is better. Maybe I like Dork Diaries a little bit more.
My favorite book series of all time was the series you may not know of. It's called Lotus Lane.
I don't know it.
Another diary series, but there's only like 4 books in it. It's like an early chapter book series, like about these 4 girls who live on the same street and have a club where they have diaries on them, and they like talk about adventures and struggling things and stuff like that.
So they keep diaries together?
Yeah, but, like, they don't write in each other's diaries. They just, like, write in their own diaries.
Do you have your own diary? Right. Yeah, you're so busy. You have your own podcast. You have track. You have dance. You are in your play. You're doing everything. You're, like, Superwoman over there. And you go to school. What's your favorite subject?